I did not want to interrupt the teaching on Romans, but I'm led, because of the time of the year, to give a short message on these fall feasts. We spoke a couple weeks ago on the Feast of Trumpets. I want to talk a little bit to share something new with new listeners, to remind those who participate here in the God School about the Feast of Tabernacles. Three times a year, the people of God were required to come to Jerusalem at Passover and those feasts, at Pentecost, and in the fall. They never were required to come to Jerusalem on December 25th, but were required during these fall feast days. You want to have some understanding about why there was no room at the inn for Joseph and Mary? Because all the people of God had come as required by the law to Jerusalem. This Feast of Tabernacles, which we call it, the Hebrew name Sukkot, another name of ingathering. It is a time that the people of God left their safe dwellings and went either to the wilderness, to their rooftop, and built a temporary dwelling to go to Jerusalem to fulfill that which God had commanded and live in temporary dwellings, that they might remember their days in the wilderness after God had rescued them, had redeemed them from Egypt, and were 40 years in the wilderness relying on nothing but God's provision. This was a time when they were to specifically remember God. And his ever-present supply to us. It was a time to remember that all they had, that all, it is a time for us to remember that all we have come from God. It is a time described in the 29th chapter of the book of Numbers, where during that 8-day feast, they gave a total of 203, that's what I've been taught, 203 different offerings. I have made the effort to add up the number. Quite frankly, I came up with a few more. I remember one of the students of the God School telling me that they came up with more. But in these days, the children of God went beyond the tithes and the offerings and offered 203 sacrifices unto God in thanksgiving for what God has made available to them. And in that remembering, not only giving thanksgiving with their mouth, but reached into their pocket, if you will. They were an agricultural society. We are a monetary society. We express value today with money, not with produce or livestock, but with money. And therefore, I'm asking each and every one of you to go beyond as they did with God, to go beyond the tithe, to go beyond offerings and sacrifice, and the form of the sacrifice, money, and the amount, some multiple of 203. I say multiple, if you could do, if more than 203 is a sacrifice to you, then do that. If less is a sacrifice to you, then do that. But as a testimony of your remembrance, of God's constant provision to you, do something in these days. If you're a new listener and don't know how to do it, send me a comment. I'll respond that you may be able also to participate in this act of faith in testifying that all that you have comes from God. The days of the Feast of Tabernacles begins this year on the 27th. Therefore, I am getting ahead of the date that you might be prepared in advance. You know, this is one feast day. This is a set time of God. And Paul says the substance is Christ. He fulfilled Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits by his death, burial, and resurrection. He is fulfilling the day of Pentecost when the church came into being. Half of trumpets he fulfilled when he took upon flesh and blood, when he took upon himself flesh and blood. He will fulfill trumpets when he comes again. He will fulfill the Day of Atonement, when he comes with a sword out of his mouth. But the Feast of Tabernacles shall be continued throughout the thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth. Zechariah 14 tells us that God will require all the nations of the earth to recognize this set time of God. And if they don't, he will punish them. These are days of remembrance. And when we do remember, truly the response is thanksgiving, and not just with our mouth, but that which means, but that which is important to us, carnal beings, money. My hope is God has given you ears and that you will participate in this, in these days of remembering God's provision.